Well, I'm surprised at that because I've only just heard that today. And okay, his performances for me, I think, have been very, very good without actually getting the goals that he perhaps deserved. I'm hoping that's the final piece of the jigsaw with Solomon because outstanding performances. And if you ask me, a top club be interested in, maybe, would we sell in this window? No. So let's get that one out of the way because it's so crucial to us. And I don't see that scenario occurring.
For the third week running, I'm having to ask you about Johnny Evans and the latest on him.
Is it just three?
It feels longer, doesn't
So
it?
it feels like 13.
It is only three in this window, anyway. It was a couple probably before that even opened. But Debussy and £10 million from Arsenal is the latest story associated with Johnny Evans. What can you say about that?
Well, I can't imagine that's come from Arsenal. It certainly hasn't come from us, but it's no truth in it, and it's come from somebody, and maybe people are fishing around, putting two and two together and coming up with five. The bottom line is we've had a couple of phone calls about Johnny. Would we be selling him? What's the price? And we haven't given him a price. We said, look, make a bid and we'll go from there. There has been no bid, and certainly that bid you're talking about would not be acceptable to us. And that's where it is.
But you're talking about a cut-off point. Can you talk about a cut-off point vis-a-vis if somebody comes in like Arsenal on Wednesday evening and with a bid, can you knock that back?
Well, it's a bit like the media conference there. Unfortunately, the media are just looking for any kind of clue, and any kind of words I do mix up is a title change or this or that. And that's not true. Nothing's really changed. Can we bring somebody in without selling Johnny? Yes. If we sell Johnny, could we bring in maybe a player of more stature? Yes, that would make sense because we'd have more money available. What will we do if the bid isn't correct? Well, we're going to turn it down and keep Johnny and go for maybe a player that might not be the criteria that we would do if Johnny had gone. How long will we leave it? So I'm asking the question, I'm answering as best I can. So there's no confusion for our fans. If Johnny's bid comes late on Tuesday and I cannot react to it, it won't happen. If it comes on Tuesday morning and I can react on it, I will have to make double sure I can, and then maybe it will squeeze through at the end of the day. That's probably where it is. That's probably the truth of it. I don't want to get to Tuesday. I'd rather this weekend. I'm focusing on the game. If you're honest, the only real transfer dialogue I've had with Nicky was Wednesday night. I said, that's me done because I want to concentrate on the game. And with you press guys, the rest I've not even the last 48 hours been playing against Liverpool. That's what I'm paid to do. So I'll worry about it Saturday after the game.
So just to finally clarify, if it comes to 24, 36 hours before the window closes, so we're looking at Tuesday afternoon, that's the cut-off point where you will say, no, there is no sale.
Well, there you're at again. You're trying to sort of spin my words into an actual time. There is no actual time because the bottom line is if let's just throw an example. 35 million comes in on Tuesday at lunchtime. Can I go and get two players for £35 million that's going to take the team forward? Nick, can I? No. Okay, well, he don't go, and we'll turn the offer down. So that's the problem for the buying club. That's what I'm trying to explain to the media. It's going to be that figure is going to increase as the window goes on. So longer they leave it, more difficult it becomes.
Ali Gabur, you've been linked with him, Agassi's international teammate. What's the strength of that story?
Well, it's a player that we have interest in from the summer. It's a player that's been put to me. I think there's an opportunity there, regardless of Johnny moving. So we'll see, because I think everybody knows if I bring in a centre back and Johnny stays and we don't bring in a striker, people will be thinking he is off his head. He's definitely gone, this Pardew fella. So we will let it all ride out and see what happens. And probably this, hopefully, next time you interview me, I can give you a few answers that make sense rather than hypothetical answers that I'm giving now. But the only reason I want to explain carefully with you is because I want our fans to understand, because I know what the media are like. There might be some headlines tomorrow, oh, sea change, blah, 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 this, that, and the other. Actually, not the truth. what I've just said to you in the spoken word to you is there it is.